We were discussing the political developments in Zimbabwe, and especially that there was need, on the economic side, there was need for investors to come into Zimbabwe to open their businesses in Zimbabwe and help the economic revival of Zimbabwe. As the MDC, we told Reverend Jesse Jackson that we were fully appreciative and behind that move, so that those people with their money must come to Zimbabwe and invest so that we create employment. Zimbabwe is sitting on 85% unemployment, and we need the people who have got their money to come and invest. We emphasize, especially for the black Americans who are civil rights activists and leaders, they must do a check on Zimbabwe, on whether the people of Zimbabwe were free. We emphasize that there were no political liberties in this country. For an example, only one political party is appearing on television, is being covered on the national radio, and we wanted the opening up of the democratic space. Vice President Kupe emphasized that the dream of the people of Zimbabwe was to have a free and fair election, and that the American campaigners, especially the black Americans, must help Zimbabwe have free and fair elections, where people campaign freely without being harassed in any part of the country, without being subjected to violence and intimidation.
What was his response?
Well, his response was that he was in total agreement that we must emphasize the importance of what are called civil liberties, as well as civil liberties. Civil liberties, we are talking about the right to employment, the right to education, and the right to health. So he was very supportive of that. But we emphasized that trading with Zimbabwe was a good idea, and that the people of Zimbabwe were waiting for the investment. But the investors must put pressure on the Zimbabwean authorities to open up democratic space so that there will be no strife in Zimbabwe.
But how does Zimbabwe expect to attract investment when we continue to have remarks by securocrats that they do not respect the Prime Minister of the land?
That was one of the most important things we raised. We were astounded, and we are astounded by the remarks by the Commissioner General that whoever talk of security sector reform shall be arrested. We want to say to the people of Zimbabwe that we will continue as the MDC to talk about security sector reform. We will continue as the MDC to continue to invite dialogue with all the service chiefs in order to make our country safer. But this is what kills Zimbabwe. The continued utterances by security chiefs that Zimbabwe will not respect the rule of law.